Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The gift promised. Have you ever seen kids tearing into a Christmas present and then being disappointed that what they got wasn't what they wanted? They may say something like, "This isn't what I put on my wish list." From the response of the religious leaders in the Gospels, it appears that the gift of Jesus on that original Christmas morning was very similar. It's almost like they were saying, "This isn't the type of Messiah we wanted." They wanted someone to give them freedom from the Romans, but their Heavenly Father wanted them to have something far bigger and greater, eternal freedom from the penalty of sin. The first humans had the joy of being innocent in God's presence, where they had everything they needed. But Satan got Adam and Eve to focus on something they wanted, and that sin of disobedience brought an immediate separation. They now feared the nearness of God. There were immediate and painful consequences for their sin, but God wanted the heaviest of penalties to fall on himself. To foreshadow this, God sacrificed an innocent animal to cover their nakedness, showing us what the gift of Jesus would do for us. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. In the Holy War, John Bunyan tells the story of the town of Mansoul, enslaved to Diabolus. The crafty serpent plays on their fears by reminding them how terrible it would be if they allowed holy God to come near them while they were in their sinful state. "Gentlemen," quoth he, "and my faithful subjects, if it is true that this summoner hath said concerning the greatness of their king, by his terror you will always be kept in bondage, and so be made to sneak. Yea, how can you now, though he is at a distance, endure to think of such a mighty one? And if not to think of him while at a distance, how can you endure to be in his presence?" Diabolus even tried to make their slavery to sin look like freedom. "I, your prince, am familiar with you, and you may play with me as you would with a grasshopper. Consider, therefore, what is for your profit, and remember the immunities that I have granted you." As John Piper reminds us, Christmas is for freedom. Indeed, that's just what we see on the first Christmas morning in words like salvation, no fear, and great joy. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Turning again to the Holy War, here's what the Father said to his Son. "Wherefore the king called to him Emmanuel, his Son, who said, 'Here am I, my Father.' Then said the king, 'Thou knowest as I do myself the condition of the town of Mansoul, and what we have purposed, and what thou hast done to redeem it. Come now, therefore, my Son, and prepare thyself.'" Emmanuel is the one who removes the separation caused by our sin and rejoins us to God. That prefix M means with, and the suffix L means God. The root word means God's kinsman. Emmanuel comes to repair what was severed by taking sin's penalty on himself and allowing us to once again enjoy the closeness of kinship with our Heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. When the people saw this gift on Christmas morning, they said, "This isn't what we wanted. We wanted a rich, powerful, conquering king, one who would send the Romans running in fear." As a result, very few unwrapped this heavenly gift. But God reminded them, "That may be what you wanted, but I have given you what you need. I want you to have not just temporary freedom from the Romans, but eternal freedom from your sin so that you can be forever in my presence." This is what Jesus rejoiced to do for us with the gift of his life, death, and resurrection. One more passage from the Holy War tells us, "Then said the king's Son, 'Thy law is within my heart. I delight to do thy will. This is the day I have longed for, and the work that I have waited for all this while. I will go and deliver from Diabolus and from his power thy perishing town of Mansoul. My heart has often been pained within me for the miserable town of Mansoul, but now it is rejoiced, but now it is glad." The timing for the incarnation of Jesus, and even these words of Emmanuel himself, are found in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, and chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. God's love is too great to be limited to just meeting our wants, because in our immaturity and sinfulness, we don't know what we really need, but He does. So His love sent Emmanuel to us. The gift was given to us at Christmas, but in our immaturity and short-sightedness, we didn't realize the full impact of this gift until Jesus rose victoriously from the grave. Now, by placing our faith in His completed work, we can be rejoined to God and live in unshakable hope of an eternity with Him. If you would like to follow along with all of the messages in this series called Christmas Unwrapped at Easter, please check out the link I've shared in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.